Brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation. With the most FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Visit Phillips 66 Aviation at NBAA booth number C10620.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Ed Bolin. He is president and CEO of the National Business Aviation Association. Ed, the big show starts today. Tell us some highlights. Looks like a good show.
Well, I think there's a lot of excitement for NBAA to be back in the western part of the United States. This is our first show since 2004 here in the western part of the United States, and it's certainly generated a lot of excitement and a lot of international attendance as well. As we cut the ribbon on the show, we're seeing that we've got exhibitors, static displays, booth spaces, attendance, everything has trended up over last year, which was a terrifically successful show in Atlanta. So as we open the convention, everything looks great.
Okay. A few things that I notice on the press conference agenda. We've got Superjet here for the first time, and there's a fair bit of Chinese involvement. Can you expand a little bit on the international flair that we're seeing here this year?
Well, there's no question but that business aviation is becoming more international in nature. When you look at the flight activity, even of the U.S. operators, you're seeing a lot more trips to Africa, South America, and particularly Asia. And I think when you talk to the established manufacturers, there's certainly a keen interest on Asia, a tremendous focus there as the economy there continues to grow and strengthen. And certainly as NBAA has promoted its show, the Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition, that's driving interest there as well. So you certainly are seeing a strong international component to the NBAA convention. And I think that just reflects the growing international nature of business aviation.
Now, NBAA is always a very upbeat event, but there's some serious issues within the industry, and you've got some panel discussions that are addressing those. Give us a little rundown on some of the weighty matters that are going to be discussed this year.
Well, there certainly are a lot of policy issues that are coming at us. I think just this year we've been dealing with the BAR program, the Blocked Aircraft Registration Request program. We've been dealing with a $100 per flight user fee. We've certainly heard disparaging remarks that have been once again directed at our industry. So there are a number of issues that are confronting business aviation from a policy standpoint, and we're looking to take those on at the convention and discuss those certainly from NBAA's perspective, as well as our partners at the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, AOPA, EAA, and really the whole general aviation community collectively. A good time for us to really delve into those issues will be at the General Aviation Association President's meeting, which we'll have Tuesday at 9:30 at the Conference Center.
Okay. The static display looks very healthy this year. It looks like more than 70 airplanes. Give us a few highlights of what's going to be out at the airport.
Well, that's very exciting. You know, Henderson has put a lot of improvements into the airport, and I think people that go out to Henderson who remember 2004 will be stunned that it is the same airport, because the improvements there are really significant. We've got new procedures out there, which I think are really going to help with traffic flow. But the facility itself will grow, and I think you're going to see that that it is one of our biggest and best static displays ever. I'd also point out that we will have a number of airplanes that will be on static display in the parking lot outside the convention center. This is something that is going to be new this year, but I think really augments and supports the light business airplane conference that we will be doing in conjunction with our annual meeting and convention.
Well, it sounds like a full few days. Ed, we will let you get back to work. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation. With the most FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Visit Phillips 66 Aviation at NBAA booth number C10620.